Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Quite simply, a statist is somebody who believes in having a state. Basically, anybody who wants government.
Government is the exercise of authority over a people or place. And that is basically the right to rule. It's not just the ability to control other people, because most people have that in one way or another. It's the right. It's the idea that certain people, it's legitimate for them to forcibly control others. Belief in government is a purely faith-based, indoctrinated belief. It doesn't actually make any sense in practical terms or in evidence or in logic.
For years, I thought it was a really good analogy to compare government to religion. And only a few years ago did I realize it's not an analogy. It is a religion in every way. It has a superhuman deity, government, that has rights that mortals don't. It isn't restricted by the rules that apply to mortals. It issues commands, and if you disobey, you're a sinner, and you deserve to be punished. The faithful, the true believers, they have great faith in these bizarre rituals, elections and legislation and appointments, and they dress up and then they say, ta-da, now I represent government. I know I just look like a person, but I don't just have the rights of a person because I represent the magical deity called government. And so I'm allowed to demand your money and boss you around and hurt you if you disobey me. I'm acting on behalf of government, and it has commandments called laws. And these laws aren't just the threats of humans. They are decrees from something superhuman. And so all you good people out there should bow to this deity. And if you want the world fixed, this is what you pray to. And we give you certain rituals of how to pray to it and when you're supposed to pray to it and pray to the God to make the world what you wish it was and to save you from all the uncertainties of reality. The doctrine people are taught is just patently absurd. And a bunch of examples of that are like consent of the governed. There isn't such thing. If it's consent, it's voluntary. If it's being governed, it's not. The actual given excuse is, we have the right to rule you because you decided we did, even if you didn't vote for us, and even if you oppose everything we do to you. And, well, they represent us. Okay, they represent us by doing a lot of things that we don't have the right to do. And they represent us by bossing us around and taking our money. Like, I bet if I went to my neighbor and bossed him around and took his money and said, I'm representing you, he would say, what? What a stupid thing to say. To me, the most insane is, we are the government, which you hear everywhere. And I ask somebody, wait, do you really not notice that there's a group of people over there? They issue threats, and they call them laws, and they issue demands for money, and they call it taxes. And if you disobey, they send men with guns to hurt you. Now, are you really incapable of distinguishing between yourself and them? One of the biggest giveaways that the belief in government is a complete blind faith religious belief is the way people respond. One very easy line of questioning is, can you give somebody else a right that you don't have? And everybody says, well, no, of course not. Well, how about you and your buddy? Can the two of you give someone else a right that neither of you had? Well, no. And it only takes a couple more questions to get to, well, how did Congress get rights that you don't have? They get emotional and they get angry or they get defensive or they run away. They didn't come to this belief through reasoning and evidence and logic. They came there by having a blind faith belief smashed into their heads, starting before they could even talk.
It's just something they were taught to believe, that there's this thing called authority, and that it's allowed to do things that human beings aren't, and that people have an obligation to obey it, to the point where, yeah, it's some people, they weren't gods or anything, some people wrote down a thing on paper, and then they called it legislation, and they did certain rituals, and then people go around saying, well, this is law. Most people literally feel physical discomfort and fear at the thought of disobeying anyone in authority. Most people can't say, no, I'm not going to do that. because it goes against their years and years of programming and indoctrination that trains them to think, if you do as you're told, you're good. If you don't, you're bad. And that's the message of school, and that message gets pounded in people's heads. Students are taught over and over and over and over again every stinking day they're in school that the measure of your virtue is how well you obey authority. The whole approval-disapproval thing. The one thing you learn in school is if you do as you're told, you get approval and reward. And if you don't do as you're told, you get disdain and condemnation. They'll make sure everybody knows you're a bad person because you didn't do as you were told. The belief in authority leads everybody, good people, bad people, everything in between, to advocate and do things they wouldn't otherwise do, bad things they wouldn't otherwise do, including cops, because the cops really and truly believe that they have the right to do things that I don't have the right to do and you don't have the right to do. The only reason most of them do what they do is because they believe in authority, and they really believe that legislation gives them an exemption from morality. So that when they do something and someone says, hey, what you're doing is bad, hey, I don't make the law, I just enforce it. I'm not responsible for my actions, I'm just a tool of some weird thing somewhere else called government. You can't blame me for what I am personally doing because I'm not really doing it. As loony as that is, that's what most of them will say. Whenever somebody says, hey, what you're doing is wrong, it's not okay to, you know, it's not okay to lock people up for smoking marijuana, it's not okay, you know, all the ways in which quote-unquote law enforcement initiates violence against nonviolent people. And if you bring that up to them, they literally talk as if they didn't do it. The only reason they do that is because they were taught the lie of authority and government and law along with everyone else, and then they were told, you're just a tool of the thing called law, and that makes it so you have rights that other people don't have. So you don't have to feel bad about physically assaulting nonviolent people because the law says it's okay. It really is just permission to ignore your conscience by saying you have rights that other people don't. You know, you don't have the right to tell other people what habit to have on your own. You don't have the right to go and extort people on your own. But once you're law enforcement, then not only is it okay, it's noble and great to go around robbing people and bossing them around. That is the biggest danger of the belief in authority. It tricks good people into condoning or doing really nasty, horrible, violent things because they think, well, this is okay if government and authority does it.
They are raised by their parents, by the school, by the government, by the culture, by all the authoritarian messages built into everything, to think that obedience is a virtue. And when you raise the culture to think that, and you get one nasty psycho at the top who says, hey, go do bad stuff, people say, well, I have to follow orders. I have to obey the law. I have to do as I'm told because that's a virtue. And then good people march off and do evil stuff. I'm not scared of the Maos and the Stalins and the Hitlers. I'm scared of the thousands or millions of people that hallucinate them to be authority and so do their bidding and pay for their empires and carry out their orders. I don't care if there's one loony with a stupid mustache, he's not a threat if the people do not believe in authority. Some people assume that, well, you must trust everybody if you don't want government. That's not at all true. I don't nearly trust everybody, but if I don't trust people to run their own lives, why on earth would I trust them to be in a position of power where they can forcibly run other people's lives?
Really what it boils down to is saying, I don't trust people. People are untrustworthy and unpredictable. So my solution is to take some of those people, some of the most untrustworthy around, give them permission to violently control us all. And that will protect us from the untrustworthiness of mankind. Okay, you're so scared of the average man out there and so thankful for government. Let me ask you, who has taken more of your money under threat of force? Private people threatening you or agents of authority threatening you? How many murders are committed by private people compared to how many are committed by people acting on behalf of authority? It's not even close. The number of murders committed in the name of law enforcement and government and authority completely dwarfs private murder. Even governments killing the people of other countries is small compared to them killing their own people. In the last 100 years, over 270 million human beings
killed by their own governments, not counting war.
That first step is always the hardest, to get someone to dare to set aside his blind faith long enough to think about things, to back up enough to say, maybe government isn't even legitimate at all. It takes a lot for people indoctrinated into the faith to dare to think of those literally blasphemous ideas that, no, those people in Washington don't have the right to rule. Their threats aren't laws, they're just threats. Their demands aren't taxes, it's just extortion. And that really feels like heresy, because it is. It is heresy against the God called government. I now have a huge amount of hope, because I see an acceleration of the number of people who dare to think about these things, and now the number of people able to have this conversation is just hugely exploding. And they're still a minority. But that exponential curve, I don't think it's stopping. I really think the cult of statism is as good as dead. Ultimately, I think the belief in government is doomed for the exact same reasons that the belief in a flat earth was doomed. There's too many people pointing out the utter inherent insanity in the belief, and that's just not going to go away. Nobody who understands self-ownership and understands why authority is inherently bogus wakes up the next day and say, suddenly, you know, I think I should do whatever the politicians say. I think really humanity is just beginning to wake up to what it's supposed to be. Humanity wasn't meant to be a domesticated species owned by a ruling class. Every human being owns himself, is in charge of his own life. I'd like to see actual rational moral civilization in my lifetime, but we are going to get there. Sooner or later, we are totally going to get there. The lie will never outlive the truth forever.
Man, if you got something to say, you need to just say it, man. Say it. That's what this is all about. What you got to say? Let me hear you. Say it. What you got to say? If you got something to say, you need to just say it.
Oh, my God! Oh!
Hindsight Radio.
They ain't clapping my teacher gonna ask us who we gonna vote for president. Half the class says Hillary Clinton, half the class is Donald Trump, so they get to me, I said I'm voting for Jesus.
This is Hindsight Radio, the information station changing the nation.
I really cannot stand you. I got every Jordan, but no job ass nigga.
For the fiends, that's all I ask for. What the need to do? Can I ask for nothing else?
Oh man, there's a lot of shit out there that I hate. There's a lot of shit.
Hindsight Radio, the information station changing the nation, of course. How's everybody doing out there? Hope you're doing well. Today I just pretty much chilled, you know. I rested, didn't do a whole lot, you know, just relaxed. I'm gonna make this a open forum today. I don't have really nothing I want to go into today. I'm gonna save it for Tuesday because I'm still studying on it. But first, before we do that, I want to announce our August 12th event seminar on freedom, status, collection, expatriation, renunciation seminar, the one that we're traveling around the country doing. That's going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with Jonah Bay, myself, Akeem L., Joey Valsell Bay. All three of us will be there. The donation is going to be $250 online or at the door. Online or at the door, same price. It's going to be at the Gallery 1, Doubletree by Hilton, 2670 East Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. You want any information on that, you can go to my website, akeemel.com, click the events tab. It'll be there. So go there, and if you purchase it online, your receipt is your ticket to get in. Just come in with your name and your email address, and make sure you leave a telephone number that we can look at, so that just in case I have to call you, leave a telephone number on that on your order. Too many people are ordering things that don't leave a number, you know, so that we can contact them. Try to leave a number so we can contact you. All right. Oh, like I said, it's going to be, I'm going straight to the phone line getting questions. So press the one. And that means also that it will be a short live show, but I have some other shows I'm going to play after this. So whoever's got their hand up, we get through the calls, and then y'all going to get your questions answered. Whatever y'all want to talk about, we'll answer it. So the first caller on the line, 347-398.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What's going on?
What's going on? I can't,
you got,
man,
some echo back there. You got some echo.
Yeah.
In your thing.
How it sound? Is better now?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yo, it was a hell of a week, man. Word, man.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I was going
What's
down.
Going on now?
You know, yeah, I was going down for that case, but when I went to my flight, yesterday, and I went with a copy of my certified, authenticated birth certificate. So when I went through TSA, immediately, yo, they just started giving me the business. Like, I know your kind, and you know,
what kind of ID did you show?
I showed the authenticated birth certificate,
okay.
A certified copy from the Supreme Court, you know, and
right.
They was basically blocking me, like, you know, this is not official, this is not even, I'm like, what you talking about? You know, this is from the Brooklyn Supreme Court, man, like, this is official,
mm-hmm.
man, you know, so they're like, no, this is, you know, so they said, well, you could, we'll just try to verify you, so they was asking me questions.
Yeah, they gotta
like,
let you do, they gotta let you do, but they gonna put you through some extra scrutiny.
Yeah, but look, check it, right? They didn't let me through. They didn't let me through. You
Did
know
you have
any
picture ID to go with that?
Nah, no. I just came with the authenticated birth. Yeah, so they tried to do a verification, so one of those ABC groups they have, you know how they do. I can't remember the name, but they was like, they couldn't verify me. You know, they took
mm-hmm.
me down to customs. You know, so I'm like, come. He was like, yo, this dude. I was like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
He said some shit when we got in the elevator. Like, Like, them yo, these dudes don't like us, man. I'm going to tell everybody, like, straight up. He says some shit. Like, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, he was like, I know your kind, and, you know, people died in this country for you to have these rights, and da-da-da-da. And he was like, he said some other shit. I was like, damn, if I had this joint recorded, I would have a good little nice lawsuit, you know, because I had my koofy on, too. You know, I had a koofy on. So, you know, when that's when they took me down to customs, but they couldn't. He was like, basically, you're not getting through these gates arguing with me, but you, if you had the original, you could come, you know, come back and we'll let you through. So I came back.
The original
six
what?
In the morning. The authenticated birth certificate.
So you gave them copies of it?
Yeah, I gave them certified copies. But they wasn't, you know, honoring it. I thought they're supposed to respect it with full faith and credit. You know what I'm saying? But obviously,
well, you said
I mean,
from the Supreme Court, I don't get it. What you gave them, I don't get it. Because you see,
nah, I gave them a copy of my authenticated birth certificate. A certified copy
made.
I gave them. Yeah, with the cover
made?
Letter. I mean... Yeah,
no, you
should have
brought the original, dog. You should have brought the original, the one you got back from D.C.
Yeah, that I didn't know that, you know.
Yeah,
I just always
you made your
don't
own
give
copy.
Nobody the copy
that.
That
copy.
Like,
no,
I always
they're,
gonna,
they're
give...
not going to keep it. It's not for them to keep. That's not, we're talking about people entering that in your court case and letting them take it off and putting it in a file. When you go through... airport, you have to give them the original that came straight from, you know,
John
where
Kerry.
You got it from.
Yeah.
You can't,
yeah.
Yeah, from John Kerry or whoever the Secretary of State is now. Yeah, you
Rex
have to give them that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
I, well, you know, oh, go ahead.
You can't give them one you made and then have a notary authenticate. They're not going to accept that. You needed to give them the original one that you had. All they're going to do is look at it and give it right back to you, right there. And then they're going to put
but
you in a
position
screen and, like, pat you down and all of that.
Let me ask you this, though. Like, so let's say if we was in court and the judge heard the whole scenario, let's say, like, he, the judge, I thought even the court would honor that document, like, but...
If you put it in your file, they'll take that as evidence. But I'm trying to tell you, you cannot give them a copy you made and had authenticated with your notary and get on a plane. It's not going to work. As you see, I'm you know, you see it didn't work.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like,
you
I
have to give them. He told and he told you. He said if you gave us the original, you'd have been straight. He said that to you.
Yeah, so look, right, that was 6 in the morning, right? So he said, you know, so I missed my flight, right, to go to my court date. So I'm like, I didn't miss my flight yet, actually. I was like, all right, I'm going to get the next flight. So I went home, got it. I got back through. They said, oh, you can't go anywhere because you didn't clear the security check, so you can't travel for 24 hours. I was like, what? Then I ain't gonna lie, I was feeling some type of way, like, what? So I'm trying to keep my composure, you know. I'm like, ah, shit. So I missed my other flight. You know what I'm saying? So I come back the next day, I get the flight for, that's today, this morning. So I come with my original, so it was packed. I ain't gonna lie, the same dude that was talking all that joint, he was carrying my bags to the private security screening room. Like, I cut the whole line. Like, I ain't wait for nothing. Like, so I was like, oh, shit, this is pretty cool, man. I ain't have to wait on this long-ass line. I'm going to always travel with this shit.
Yeah, they take you off to the side when they do the...
Yeah. So they still did the screening in the private room or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, but the whole messed up thing is that I couldn't get a flight out to North Carolina today, you know, behind that whole ordeal yesterday. So I couldn't make my court date at 9:30 today, so I tried to get my sister to go in. So I told, you know, it was real quick. I tried to, you know, do whatever I could do. So I just, I texted her and I said, yo, don't say your own words. Just say what I text. So I said, you know, I'm the third party intervener for me, you know. And immediately she was like, the judge was like, no, you can't do that. You know, you can't be the third party intervener for him. So, you know, she
why
was like,
why didn't you just come in and just say, just to have her tell him that you need to reschedule because your flight wasn't allowed.
Nah,
your flight
she told
day.
She told him that. She threw that in there with it, but he said that I had ample time to get there, that, you know, case, you know, I guess they, you know, I guess with the child support, it's going to stay how it is, you know. So I guess my whole effort in doing it got crushed, you know. So I guess I got to redo everything or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I got that.
I mean,
like,
what did
damn,
they do ultimately?
TSA fucked me all up, man, because I felt like I was going to kill this child support case once and for all today.
Well, no, you can't blame it on TSA. You went in there thinking you could take a copy of a birth certificate and that you made when you should have just bought the original. So you got to take responsibility for that. No one ever said
that. Nah, I mean, I
will,
but...
Don't travel with his birth
certificate
all the time, And you don't need your authenticated birth certificate at that. All you need is a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but they, you know, my
you
whole joint, there was
he
a monkey wrench.
He has old, expired ID. He would show them, and all they do is say they got to verify it, and they do the check, and he goes through. Simple. Because, see, they need to see something with, a lot of times they need something with your picture on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so. Yeah, I sat there and watched Jonah get screened and how that works. Well, I know what they're giving him. Yeah. So.
Yeah, man. So. But basically, you know, but having that, seeing what he said in that elevator was like, yo, they don't like us, cuz, like, he made it clear, like, and it's our own kind, man, our own kind.
I don't know why, that's just their mind.
They
don't know any better.
Yeah, but the thing he said, he was like, yo, look, I don't care what you say. I don't care if you go and tell it. I'll deny it. I was like, yo, he made sure he got off what he had to say to me. I'm like, come on, bro, in the airport, why you a tough guy in the airport? I'm like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all
right,
so,
man, I gotta move on to the next caller. All right,
peace to the God.
All right, peace. 570-269.
Hey, Akeem, what's up, bro?
What's going on?
I'm cooling, man. I can't complain. I called the other day with my brother. He asked you that question about the tax. This is Dre, man, from Pennsylvania. Yo, man, when I was going home, I just want to share this story, man, and see what you think about it, though. Because I had to visit him. He was in Jersey. He's in Jersey, so, you know, I'm from Pennsylvania, so I went to him. He was going through some stuff, so, you know, I called you up with him, and you spoke to him. You gave him what he needed to hear. But, yo, on my way home, I got pulled over, man. I told you I did the injunction about a month ago, whatever the case may be. But I want to hear your take on this, man. I got pulled over, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I do my usual thing. I usually ask them three questions when they pull me over, man. I say, hey, what's your name?
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked him, you know what I'm saying, in some type of commercial activity? Did you see me, you know what I'm saying, taking part in some commercial activity? He acted like he didn't know what I was talking about when I said that. Then I said,
you don't know what you're talking about when you're saying that.
I don't know why y'all be watching YouTube
and want to repeat that stuff, but go ahead.
Yeah, but he's like, well, I ain't never said that. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm like, all right. So I said, okay, is there some type of emergency or something? Is that why the emergency light on? And he's like, yeah, it's some type of emergency. And then I asked him, was there a crime committed? And he like, yeah, oh, traffic violation. You were swerving into the lanes or whatever the case may be. So I said, okay. Then he said, then he was like, let me get your license, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I said, okay, here, I'm doing it under duress, but I'm reserving all my rights under UCC 1-308. And he said, okay, yeah, fine, fine. You could do that. You could do that. I just need your information. You could do that. You could do that. So I gave it to him and I said, yo, everything is being recorded, by the way, for my safety and your safety. Because, you know, I got these glasses that actually record stuff, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got these glasses. Right when he came, I put the glasses on, man. So I just let him know that I'm recording everything, man. So he went back to the car and then, you know what I'm saying? He came back like 3-4 minutes after and he gave me my stuff. Like, yeah, man, I just wanted to make sure that you're safe, man. Blah, blah, blah. I just want to make sure that you're safe and, yo, just be careful out there. So I'm not sure. I'm asking you now because he told me that I did a traffic violation. But he ain't give me no warning. He ain't give me no ticket or nothing. So I'm trying to figure out, did the injunction work? I'm not sure or not.
What do you want me to tell you, brother? Come on. What are you talking about?
I was sitting
with him in his car, saw what he said, but I would assume so. I don't even know why you asking me that crazy question. For real.
Yeah.
You didn't get nothing, but you want to know if it worked.
Oh, man. I'm just saying, though, man. Like, yo, it worked, man. But, yo, I'm excited as heck, yo, because that same day is when
of
I sent the other
worked,
one out.
Man, I mean, he didn't give you anything. He just, oh, I just want to make
he didn't
sure
give me
you
nothing.
Safe
no
you're about to
nothing.
Do.
No warning, no warning, no nothing. And he told me on camera, because I got him on camera for like 10 minutes. I was recording everything when he was talking to me, man. He said that I did do a traffic violation. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't
right.
give me nothing, man. He just gave my stuff back, and he told me, like, yo, just
what
be safe out here.
Him?
Here, you know?
What did you give him?
Huh?
For ID.
I gave my license got without prejudice UCC 1-308 on it. I got that, you know what I'm saying, typed on there, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what I gave
you. You typed it on there yourself or?
Yeah, myself. Yeah, myself. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Underneath everything else, yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, I was like, I was excited as heck, though, man. He came back, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, man.
Usually, giving them the license, they still sometimes give you a ticket. If that's a contract, you just handed them.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a bona fide evidence that you're a U.S. citizen.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, you, I mean, I would say it worked.
I think it worked, man. I just wanted to hear what you could.
What do you
they,
mean by
when
you
they stopped you, they
you
got
a ticket.
I didn't get a ticket. I didn't get a warning either, man. He told me that I did.
He
just told me on the camera.
He talked to you to give you a ticket.
He told me I did a traffic violation, man, because I got it recorded, man. He said, you did a traffic violation, blah, 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 and I gave it to him, man. He came back in like 3 minutes, and he said, yo, just be careful out here. I'm like, whoa. Be careful out here. You gotta
yeah,
care
he
about
ran
my
the name sword and said, be careful. Have a nice day.
Yo, my dude, yo, I'm excited as heck, man. I still got one more to send out, though. I just sent it out 2 days ago,
just
the second one.
The
I'm going to send the third one out. Yeah, I'm going to complete it in about 15 days or something. I just wanted to share that real quick, though, man. Man, thank you, man. Peace to the guys, brother. Keep doing what y'all doing.
All right, peace. All right.
Peace.
All right, let's keep it moving. 702-846.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Akeem?
Doing all right. What's going on?
I got a few questions for you. I'm not going to try to be too long. Okay. The first question
I have
to ask you.
I'm only taking
2 questions.
What's your first question?
All right. So then I have to shorten it up. Okay. The first question was about the injunction, right? I know the man has said, you know, so you don't give them an ID? When they pull you over because my
you don't
my
give
car,
them you don't give them no government
off.
ID you don't give them no government ID
okay
you try not to do that
no no
like he got away with it but it's not a good idea to give it to him because it's like undoing your injunction
okay and then my car isn't registered so I put I sent out my first notice. About like 2 weeks ago, I'm about to send my second one tomorrow. But you know what I'm saying? I didn't register my car because register means to transfer titles. So I didn't do that. Am I still good? I just put my VIN number to the vehicle.
Yeah,
the
VIN number is fine. VIN number is fine. Does it have tags on
okay.
the car?
No, not at all. It don't have no tags. It just got like Reno, Nissan or Reno on the back. Like you
okay,
know,
so what's
like
about,
the car dealership joint.
When you, when he pull you over, he's gonna have to run things to see whether you and see if that injunction pops up. So you probably will get pulled over like he did, but then once they run it, then they'll leave you alone. But you want to have an IDP to go with your injunction. That's what you give them, an IDP and a foreign ID. You can get a foreign ID. You know, hit Jonah up in an email. He can get those for you. You want something that has an ID out of the country to go with that.
Okay, I got that stuff. He sent me the information. It's just kind of like costly right now. I ain't got the funds for that. So I'm just trying to think what's the most beneficial thing that I could do before all that. I'm eventually get it, but I ain't got that money right now.
The injunction is the most beneficial thing. Doing that injunction.
Okay. Cool. And my second question is, damn, what was my second question? All right, my shorty just sent me a text message, right? Because I was telling her, because we got a kid on the way. It's not due until February. So I think she told her mother, because I told her we're not going to a hospital. We're going to do a midwife. We're going to get a midwife, and we're not going to, sign no papers. We're going to put a little ad in the paper. So she told her mother that. Her mother was like, oh, you know, if you don't get a birth certificate or whatever, they can kidnap your kid and all that stuff. What do you think about that, bro? I just wanted to ask you about that.
I would say you need to get a birth certificate, but when you fill it out, don't put on there that it's a African-American child. You know, you want to put, you know, either Moore or some other nationality. Don't put white or anything like that. So, yeah, you need that birth certificate for the child to be able to travel out of the country if y'all plan on traveling. Plus, you need the birth certificate.
Oh, that changed my whole thought process.
You
want to
make sure you don't register that birth certificate as a U.S. citizen using one of their titles.
All right, and then on top of that, because I know I was reading some public law, you know, they normally say, you know, how you was born into with this 14th Amendment, you know, the child normally be that way. But what you're saying right now is if all I got to do is correct the contract, you know, would they probably have a other up there, like a checkbox other? And then I just put more
other, and then write down what you want it to be. Other, make sure you know what you're putting down. Right now, we're telling people you can put your more. That's definitely one you would want to put down. But some people who don't want to be called the more, you know, but you would put whatever your nationality is. Like, say, if you are a person of Caucasian descent, you say, you know, I'm Irish or something like that. You don't want to use white or Black, African American.
Okay. Cool. Because I'm going to get the midwife. So you just told me how to fill out the paperwork. I think I just want to put, can I put more Aboriginal, like Jonah said the other day? Because he
just
was trying to go
more,
to court and, you know.
More. Why y'all be wanting to
more
and I'm cool. Bullshit. Let me ask you, do you even know what Aboriginal means? What does that mean?
Well,
what is more Aboriginal? Okay, but why does that mean?
The original people of this land.
But is Aboriginal a nationality?
No, not at all. That's just something to add on. I mean, I just put more.
By just putting the term more, let them know you Aboriginal.
Okay.
Just that alone.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you what
go back and listen to one of our shows where we talked about that. Where Resolution 75 tells you actually what to put, how to correct that.
I got the Resolution 75.
Put more.
I
don't understand why y'all
want to
just add extra. We tell y'all what to do, but y'all want to add, oh, could I do this? Could I call myself more Mohawkan or something like that? I mean, unless you know what you're putting on there, you know, you need to know what you're putting on the birth certificate and what it represents. This is the problem why we're in the situation we're in now. People just checked off African American and don't even know what that really means. You know?
You're right about that, Akeem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. And they're not going to try to make me fill out an SS4 form, you know what I'm saying, with a midwife. I ain't never did that before, so I'm just trying to.
To get
you know how sometimes they.
Yeah, social or whatever. I'm not gonna fill out any of that. But do they try?
Nah,
to
don't get the social.
With the whole midwife situation.
They're gonna try to get you. Oh, do y'all want a social? No, you don't want a social. And if they say why, it gets my.
Oh, okay, cool. Copy. I just wanted clarification on that. Thank you, Akeem, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Just had to ask
right,
and everything.
All right, got to move on.
All right, peace to God.
All right. 516-360. Peace to the God. Peace to the God. 516. Not ready. Keep it going. I may come back. I may not. Let's go to 314-280. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, Akeem.
What's going on?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I got in late. But I just got a question for you. I know you're real busy now with all these seminars. You know, if you made up a flyer, what else would you put on there besides entrepreneur?
If I was to make, I would just put on, I don't know. What do you want me to think for you to make your own flyer, huh?
No, I didn't want to put the wrong word in. No, listen, brother, I didn't want to put the wrong word in. Brother, just what I want you to do. Send it to me, and I'll tell you whether it's good or not. Okay. And I'll let you know what's good or not. Okay. You trust yourself. Trust yourself. Yes, sir.
You know?
Yeah, all right, my brother.
Freedom, you know, learn how to be public or private. Just listen to some of the shows, you get some ideas.
Right. I got it.
That's it.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. Peace to God. All right.
Peace to God.
404-44 Hollywood. What's up?
What up, though? I can't. Peace to the guys. Peace to the guys. What's
peace
good?
God, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Well, you know, one of my questions was going to be about the SS5, but, you know, I know that ties you to that federal arena. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I know you
right
got the
now,
email I sent you about the other thing.
The other day?
If you didn't check it. Yeah, I sent you an email.
I know, I read something you sent me. I thought I replied back to you.
Okay, well, no. You didn't. Unless you sent it in an email, I didn't see it. But, yeah, you know, about
I
the paid
something. I think actually, was that with the birth certificate information?
No, that was the one with to make a successor or a beneficiary for your Social Security funds and all that.
Oh, yeah, I did read it, but it was one of those things where I read it and I said, I got to go back and dig deeper into it to really understand
right
what it was saying. I kind of understand it, but I wanted to go back in before I. It was some good information.
Yeah,
I know.
That's why I sent you the definition of payee and all that.
Yeah.
I thought I sent you the whole manual where you got all the codes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
sent you that. Right.
Yeah, you gave me the codes too.
Right. But, you know, because that was going to tie into this question. You know what I'm saying? This ain't going to go too much into what y'all, you know, doing y'all seminar on. I mean, people are already pretty much sure about amending the record. You know what I'm saying? The birth record and
now,
all that.
Now, the menu you sent me when I clicked it. Oh, okay, I did. It's got all the definitions on here.
Right, the POMS.
Financial Conserved Fund. Yeah.
Right. And they telling you
right
to click on each code and it's go into what you need to do. But the key word was where it was talking about a payee to be a beneficiary and all that. I mean, you will see it when you read it and you will put it together. You know what I'm saying? But what I was going to go into was now when you amend that birth record, right? Because I'm looking at it from this perspective. You was given that birth certificate as a child. Right?
Right.
And it's the same thing with the Social Security number. Because when you look at the SS5, it say apply for an original card or this or that or that or this. Now, the original, the first card you got was for that of a minor, which was a child. But if you go and fill out another one, you will be getting it for an adult. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Of the age of majority.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at when you...
How long?
Now, what repeat you what you just said. Repeat what you just said. Because I was like,
you
looking at the information you gave me. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah. All right. You know, this is on something different. Like when you do that amendment for the birth record, because this is what they require for you to make certain changes to certain things to, you know, to have that birth record. Now, what we wanted to reflect is that of an adult. And this falls in line with what? That Minnesota 220. Affidavit stating that you attain the age of majority. And the amendment is actually an affidavit.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So now, with that being said, how would you put it to the age of majority?
You become the age of majority once you go into court and correct that record, you are automatically the age of majority. It's got to remember.
Right.
You got to look at the titles they're using. If they call it your African American, colored, all of those are minority status.
Right. That, what we know,
so
we gotta correct that.
Once you go and put more on that, you become the majority, and you become exempt from their system.
Was it
you guys sent me something that said that something about the Moors being? Somebody sent me something.
I know what you're talking about. You talking about the Moors? Yeah. When they got that,
from the laws is actually case law.
Yep,
out
of the United States. Yep.
Yeah.
They exempt
case
from that. They can't be charged.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
It's actual resolution. I got it saved on my drive somewhere, but it's a resolution
ask
that
somebody,
they got.
I'm gonna get an authenticated copy of that. I'm getting somebody to pick it up.
Because that's what you need to prove that they don't have a jurisdiction, which, you know, that's one thing I tried to get in on Jonah's show last night when he was talking about the jurisdiction thing. Somebody called in and talked about jurisdiction, and Jonah was like, why y'all keep talking about this and that? Well, all you got to do is say improper venue. It's up to them to prove
it's
that.
It's called the Moore's Sun-Dry Act of 1790.
Yep, that's it.
Happened in South Carolina.
Uh-huh, that's
the
Sun-Dry Act. But, you know, when you talk about jurisdiction, you can't have jurisdiction unless you got venue. You feel what I'm saying? So instead of always saying, I'm pushing your jurisdiction, just it's improper venue. Now the prosecution has to prove that you're in the right venue. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, but back to what I was saying about the amendment of the record. Once you do that, you see what I'm saying? What I was going to put with mine, because I noticed, you know, of course you can do it on the non-UCC. But I wanted that shit filed on the record at the registrar. You see what I'm saying? Because in Michigan, the person that's signing stuff is not the actual registrar. It's like a...
Mm-hmm. But when you change the record, once you get the birth record corrected,
it's on the record.
It's down with the registrar. It's done. Because you're getting the order from the Supreme Court to change everything. Boom. It's in there.
Right, because I was coming with the durable power of attorney also. You know what I'm saying? Durable power of attorney general, in fact.
I love
as
all that.
Ownership over... Well, that's what the state required. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I looked at the statute on what they require for you to have power of attorney over a particular entity, and that's what they... That's how they want you to have it put in there. But I was going to attach that to that birth certificate. It's no need for me to go and authenticate that particular birth certificate. I already got an authentication for the child's birth certificate, which was me as a child.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you open up the court case, all you need is a regular birth certificate. You don't have to have a... it's already certified, like you said.
Right.
You just have a copy of that, a certified copy from them.
Definitely.
So
I'm just
going to
put the power of attorney
one.
Right. You just need that one because it's already amended. The record is clear, and they see that you're competent once you place that on the record. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They already know that you're competent to handle your, and especially you doing a special appearance, you know what I'm saying, proper person, all that type of shit, and you there to litigate. And so they don't have no reason to be doing anything in that courtroom because the minorship is taken off of you. You're not a minor
once
now.
I understand what you're saying, but a lot of that terms you're using is complicated to people, the way you're using it. I'm going to put it to you simple. Go in there, I file a petition to change the birth record. It's that simple.
Right.
All the power for attorney and all of that, they're not coming. You don't need to do all of that. You're done.
Well, I was using that strictly for the SEC and all the other people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you trying to get the money. You trying to go after that money.
Well, it's not really going after the money. I want them to transfer the funds into that account where it's supposed to go. You see what I'm saying? Because
right. What
I figured out was
now,
this. When you look
at
12
to you.
USC,
how you going to do it?
Go ahead.
How you going to do it? How you going to get the money?
Well, actually, I was going to set up the primary account through the Treasury Direct like I'm supposed to and link all the accounts together. And I'm gonna send notice to the SEC.
That's
I know we ain't gonna talk about that because
not even that far in, that's too much.
Well,
when you start talking about money to people, they start getting blinded by it and don't do the right. So we're not even talking about that.
This is why they have to hear this part right here, because what people don't realize, and Jonah said this a long time ago, when you cash them checks, you converted them over into Federal Reserve notes. It was already lawful money. Because if you look at 12 U.S.C. 411,
we're not talking about cashing checks right now. We're talking about just correcting.
Right, yeah.
You
asked me about the money thing. So I was going into that telling you I was going to transfer it into an account and use just simply credit.
Because
you're not supposed to be using Federal Reserve notes. You're supposed to be utilizing
that,
the credit. Right. That's why it's full faith and credit of the wealth of the nation.
Let people get past the first phase before they even talk about that. And plus, once you correct from our studies and what we've seen, once you correct all of that, all of the other stuff is going to fall into play.
Right. But you still going to have to learn how to manage all that type of shit because now you're responsible
for
shit.
We'll teach that when the times come. Right now,
well, I'm sorry.
If you put money in other people's face, they will not see what they need to do to get where they need to go, and they'll be chasing the money.
All right, I can dig what you're saying. You know, I keep getting ahead of myself because I come from the future, man.
Yeah, you are.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to because the next call. Oh, what are you talking about? What he said about this?
Well, they got a study on that.
Anybody come up here asking me after this call what Hollywood talking about? Call Hollywood.
No, they need to go back to motherfucking 4 years and listen. I've been listening for 4 years. That's why I know all this shit. So, come on, you got to do 4 years of research.
Because people get stupid. They do stupid things just to make a quick buck. Anyway,
yeah, it's not about the money.
Hollywood.
Yeah. That's peace, but yeah, that's for the people. It's not about
peace.
The money. Those are trinkets of the devil.
Yeah.
Peace to the God.
First, you got to get out of You got to get out of the matrix first. Then you'd be able to do all the superhero tricks. Let's go on to the next caller. 424-244.
Peace to the God. What's up,
my
king?
What's going on?
Man, I had listened to your last
sound
week
very
show,
low.
Thursday.
Sound very low.
Hold on. Where my phone at? You can hear me now or no?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you before, but you sound like you was far away.
Okay, yeah. I had listened to the Thursday Red Show. You know, Jonah, when I had listened to that Monday show, I think he said go back and listen to the Thursday Red Show about old boy or whatever. About all that bull junk, I just wanted to say like this here. Bro, y'all give away a lot of free information. I'm a witness to it. When I was locked up, by the way, I'm a roommate. When I was locked up, I ain't had no money or nothing. I told my guy, I said, look, get in touch with Jonah, Joy, or Hakeem. Let them know the situation. And my girl got in touch with you because I told him, matter of fact, I told him, I said, get in touch with Hakeem. Let him know what's going on. And you had told her what to do, whatever. And guess what? That, what you call that? The discovery? That costs money, right?
Yeah.
You had something to it for free, I guess. On I guess on the screen of me. So it's like, how can y'all be, you know what I'm saying? Then guess what? If anybody know anything about anything, the game is to be sold, not told. So come on, man. Like, I just don't be liking how they be trying to like play y'all on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially when y'all be giving the laws and y'all, you know what I'm saying? And then Hollywood, like he said, he been listening about 4 years. I've been listening about the same amount of time, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? From when y'all first, when Jonah was with High Freaks. So it's like, you know.
Yep.
Anyway, I want to chime in again.
Yeah, you've been around a long time.
Yeah. And then it was, matter of fact, it was you. It was the White. It was Khalifa. And it was the other guy, Keith. Y'all all asked the question. But y'all doing y'all research. Y'all build hindsight. You feel me? But anyway. Look, one day I had went to the airport, right? And I wanted to try this out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have my birth certificate, and I had no ID. Matter of fact, I had went got an ID. But I wanted to see what really was going on. Man, I traveled with no ID or no birth certificate. What they did was...
Wow.
Yeah, I traveled with no ID or no birth certificate. What they did was I had a flight. It was in my name, whatever. And the security came over, and they did the same thing like Jonah said. Oh, they gave him a private script. They took it. I cut all the
people. Yeah, they going private.
You know what I'm saying? It took me a little minute. My girl said it like, babe, just give him the ID. Because I gave her the ID because I didn't want it to be in my wallet. They said, do you got anything with this name? I had a bank card with the same name. They said, well, that ain't good enough. So they made a phone call to, I guess, whoever the powers that be was. They asked me a few little questions and everything like that. Everything went good. They said, come on, I cut everybody. I went to a little private thing. They said, do you want a private search or do you want a search get right here? I said, it really don't even matter. I said, and I'm asking the question, like, what's the difference between a private search? They said, well, a lot of people don't feel uncomfortable. Woo, woo, woo. I said, man, it really don't matter. Like, my job is a company. I did what I had to do, so we can search right here. We can do it in the private or wherever you want to be. So, yeah, man. Don't even, y'all doing y'all
they
job,
can't
but
stop
y'all keep
you
doing
from
it.
Traveling, really. It's really at their discretion, but they definitely just verify and keep you moving. They let you through. You know,
right,
all that stuff,
like,
what it's required for U.S. citizens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You come in as a U.S. citizen,
right.
Right. Remember, all those rules apply to U.S. citizens.
Exactly. For the ones who having problems, and for the ones who having problems out there who think it's not real. First of all, you got a lot of people out there. They do a little research, but if it resonate with you, it resonate with you. If it don't resonate, go do your research, because it's been a lot of process that you teach, and I'm listening to you. It resonate with me so well. Guess what? I go do the same thing you said, and don't have no problem. From the 9-8 number, from the birth certificate, from the making your CPN, from whatever process y'all teach, and I'm following exactly how y'all do it. If it resonate with you. You ain't even got to go do no research. But if it don't, do your research. And then at the same time, it resonate with me so well, I don't have to do much research because I'm always researching anyway. So when I do come across it, when I hear it, I might have to go. Now, I ain't going to front. I might have to go listen to your show or your webinar a couple of times. But once I do it, guess what? It's done. And if it's not done, it don't even hurt. Like you said. Pick yourself, try again. The last one, pick yourself back up and try again. I like that. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah,
hey,
you gotta
like
Jonah
say, 94.
What happens when you run into an obstacle that just teaches you how to do it differently? That's all.
That's
all it does.
And
now,
then,
when it comes to those CPNs, before we started Hindsight, I bought a CPN webinar from another station. I ain't gonna call them out. And I looked at this webinar. It was a bunch of information that they kind of took from websites and social. You know, you told somebody, but not really breaking the information down. You know what I'm saying? So
I can't. They
I'm
never do, man.
Because,
and I know who you're talking about.
Right. It was like I like I wasted my money, but. What I did was I went and researched CPNs myself, all different sources, and then I sat there. It was about 8 hours one day, and I created a CPN on my own based on some information that I learned. And once I did it, by the end of that 8 hours, I had got approved for a Capital One credit card. Right?
I heard it was different now.
I perfected that system and then I taught people how to do exactly what I did. And the whole process is evolving into better stuff. Getting lines of credit on your business checking account. See, I was talking to somebody today. I said, listen, y'all got to get out of that wanting a personal checking account. What is the use of a personal checking account? Why do you need it? We're already telling you stop messing with that in legal, any form or fashion. I know some people, well, I get the checking account in my legal name, but I'll use my either my CPN or my estate. Here's what I see, and that's with when you deal with the IRS. They want to try to connect you somehow to those accounts if they're in your name, but if you have it in a business name, there is no connection. That is a separate entity. Although the CPN is a separate entity, still you do not want to be using your name on a bank account.
Right, but like you say,
and use that.
Like you say, if you do use a name, use a different address, different phone number, so they won't link y'all up. And the reason why, and then
right.
You tell them the reason why y'all use the same name because you need some type of identification. Now, if you got another identification that's in another name, do it that way. It's like self-explanatory.
Now, I'm just
talking
about strictly for the bank account. The bank account. Just speaking now, you're going to need to use the name when you're dealing with credit cards and all of that stuff and have it do like you just said. But I'm talking about a bank account. What do you need to have a bank account in your name for? For what?
Right.
What for? If
you're
trying to be private. What for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then how can
I don't have
the
any
brother,
personal
the brother.
Checking account names in my name. I have none of that.
Right.
I run a business.
The brother who tried
to like a business every day. Yeah.
Right, and then guess what? If they don't understand, guess what? Man, they got lawyers and they got other people that ain't even teaching what y'all teaching. And then it's like, how could this not resonate with you guys? You know what I'm saying? Especially if y'all giving the laws, y'all real people, y'all can come to the seminar, y'all can. I mean. They got to respect y'all time, bro. You feel me? You got a daughter that you be like, hold on. This is my daughter calling. I'll get back with y'all. You might cut that short. You're going to holler back at her later once the show going off. But you just want to say goodnight, baby. I'll catch you tomorrow, whatever, as soon as you get up. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How can they not respect that? It's like the other brother try to take credit for Jonah stuff. I remember that brother. He was aggravating as a mug.
You know what's so
like,
bad about that? You know what's pathetic
aggravating
about
every
that?
Time he came on.
That brother practically begged us. Actually begged Jonah to help him. Jonah didn't want to help him because of the type of case he was. He didn't want to help him.
And Jonah, he said that once before. He said, man, depends on what, not verbatim, but depends on what case y'all have, I really can't mess with that. But he helped him anyway. He beat it. You ain't want to give a man the credit. I had a problem with that. But just like Jonah said, he put him in the place, nigga. You ain't never getting no consultation. And then by y'all hearing it, you know one thing. They ain't getting it from you, Joy, him.
Mm-hmm.
That's out. You feel me? That's
I wouldn't touch
like,
him
nah,
with Pole. I have no words for that brother at whatsoever because that's to me. You talk about you did some spiritual work to get rid of your case. And
man, Jonah
Vintage,
that's
on the
day
other hand,
one, man.
But what my point is, on the other hand, you do some underhanded stuff like that. What kind of spiritual work you talking about? Because that ain't nothing spiritual about that. But that was
that's why he had to cut the
devil. See,
that's why he had to cut the last
is,
people off.
See, the thing about it is, you want to be respected as an elder. How are you going to be respected as an elder and you acting like that? You know what I'm saying?
But Hakeem, bro, I've been listening to y'all for a minute now. Just like Hollywood. Man, y'all get on. Man, you done got on Hollywood. Jordan done got on Hollywood. And we still coming to the show. Because we ain't got soft skin. We not no lady. We men. Then they got women out there. Y'all do the same thing, too. Because they, you know, I guess it's the, you know, feminine and negative. They ain't even, you know, everybody is like, come on, man. Bruh. Do the trip, though, man. But it's all good, though, man. Hey,
the point is, The only reason why we get on people like that is because we don't have time for games right now. We're running out of time with this. We're running out of time. You know what I'm saying?
And
so what I'm saying is people
right.
need to get on it. We can't be, you know, can't be wasting time with playing around. We've been in this situation for far too long to waste time. And a lot of people are wasting time waiting to the last minute to try to do stuff. You know, there's a lot of people that jump back on and start listening because they feel they're going to lose out. You know, but they done missed all the information in between.
They still going to lose out just because y'all trying to jump back on. Like Jonah say, y'all do a process, beat your court case or whatever, get rid of your mortgage, then y'all won't listen. Now y'all probably tune in and then y'all hear the information. Now y'all don't want to be left out, but y'all still going to be left out because y'all not lawyer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody loyal to this. You feel me? Just like I ain't gonna front with me. I'm a truck driver, and you know truck drivers. I don't have a lot of time. But when I couldn't make it, I'm in California now. You know I came from Louisiana, and then I still got to get a private consultation with you or something.
Right.
I'm gonna holler at you, but I couldn't even make it really because on some. It's like I could have, but it's like I'm like you know what? I'm gonna just catch it next one. I really wanted to make that because you had made an announcement saying, look, this is the last 2 day seminar. Nate, all the other ones gonna be 1 day. Plus the feet, and that's that. And
mm-hmm.
I respect it. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing.
Well,
because
you're trying to do so many in a short, you're trying to do so many at in a short amount of time. We're trying to complete this
it don't
whole
matter.
Different season.
It don't matter
the
because get
year,
what?
By the end of the year.
It don't matter
mm-hmm.
because get what? They're gonna pay a lawyer $3,000-$5,000, and you already know attorney gonna turn on you.
Yeah,
it's like the permit for the channel. All
absolutely
that, but y'all don't want to pay what y'all don't want to pay what y'all ask for. You can get a consultation for $50, $100 per hour, and then get and then buy all this stuff, and it's still less than you know what the lawyer's gonna call. And then guess what? For those who say y'all don't have love for the people, y'all trying to beat the people. How is that? It's like y'all really trying to help. How is that y'all not trying to help when y'all showing the laws? Y'all just want a little bit of money for y'all time and the stuff that y'all made up. And then guess what? They can make it up themselves. And then pay a consultation for you to go over it, and then you correct it. And guess what? Only thing you paid was for the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy,
yeah,
man. That's why I don't understand it. I guess, like Jonah say, they ain't real more. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's all good, right,
man.
Peace to the guys,
I'm
bro.
I'm gonna move on.
Hey, that's right. My Thursday night rant.
Alright, Pete. Alright, man. Alright, Pete. Alright, let's keep it going. 516-360. That's the second time I went to this number, they ain't answering. Alright, what's going on? Let's go to 616-965.
Yes, just checking to see, well, my birth certificate does not have ethnicity or race or anything like that on there. I'm from another country. I'm from the island.
Oh, from you're from the island. But it's
yeah.
when it was filled out, it was put on there. When they registered,
you think so?
You ordered the birth certificate. Yeah, when it was first done.
Yeah.
Most birth certificates now, they don't show you on your copy, but when you... when it was registered, they ask you. You have to know
mm-hmm.
when you're filling out any registration. You got to know what the nationality of the child is. So that
mm-hmm.
you make sure that it was to know where the parents is from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay, so it's probably Negro or black or something
it's
like that.
In the background. I don't know.
Okay.
You said you were born in another country. I don't know what your parents were calling themselves at that time.
Yeah, I better well, check with my mom. Talk. She's here too. Jamaica.
Yeah, she probably put Jamaican down. Wouldn't say African American. Only people call them black and African American is people over here in the United States doing that.
Yeah.
But you,
yeah.
I would check it. It might be in Jamaica. She might be. Some of them would call themselves maroon. You know.
Right, that's true, and yeah, I do have that maroon background. So, yeah,
right.
I was listening to that. Yeah, and I was listening to a program. I think it was someone on Jonah Bay's show that mentioned about the Jamaica and Jamaicans, and it, they indicated that Jamaicans are mostly Olmec Xi, I think they call it, Xi.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Amaru. Jamaica was one of the islands when they rebelled, that's where they would go. They would go to Jamaica. And I guess they couldn't beat them there, and so they just left them there. That's where the term maroon called comes from.
Okay.
Yeah, maroon
so
on an island. That term, maroon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's from. They were left there.
Right.
Those are the What were you gonna say?
I'm trying to do my research, so I'm just checking to see what I can have. I would like to attend your seminar. If it's something that you guys cover, you know, birth certificate from other countries, would I have to make the change in my country or on my island or here? Can I make it here?
Your country. Now, here's the trick. Did you get a green card here?
I did, and I also got naturalization certificate.
Naturalization. Now, what did you put down as your nationality there? What did you write down as your nationality?
When I got the green card?
Mm-hmm.
I think my father, when he applied for it, it was probably black.
Yeah, so you got to go fix that.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you naturalize in, you're naturalizing in as a U.S. citizen.
Right.
So basically, here's the reason why they don't, when it comes to the islands, Jamaica, Barbados, St. Thomas, all of those islands out there, there's a reason why they give you guys a hard time to naturalize. When other people coming from other areas, like Australia and places like that, don't have hard times like you guys. There's a reason why they don't want Mexicans immigrating here.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're only coming back home.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because this was their land. They were, remember I said they were marooned out there.
Right.
Left out there, and they called them the maroons. So what I'm saying is they're only coming back to the land. The people from these islands, just like we were born here, are the original people from here.
Mm-hmm.
They just happen to be pushed out there. Because I even have, doing studies in South Carolina, there was a family who, they had a business here. This is all in the 1800s. Well, this is around the Civil War time. They had a business, a black family. And all they did was pack up and go back to the island. When that whole Civil War was going on. So my point is... My point is this, if we were all in this so slavery, how did these people own a business? That's number one. And they just was able to pack up, get on a boat, and go back to the island. This is in the archives I read this. See, the problem is that we're having is we only listen to a narrative that is being preached on television or preached in the school systems, which is a controlled, directed, purposeful information that they want you to have. But when you actually read the documents, you start to see, wait a minute, there's a problem here. With this, you told me this, but how is this people of color able to have a business here in the United States or in the Americas, and then when the Civil War, they don't want no parts, but they just get on the boat and go back home to their other. But see, they had land here and they had land over there. But those islands were supposed to be a stopping point for the slaves. That was like, they go there and get them prepared to bring them over here. So wait a minute. So how did they have land all during the time all of this stuff going on that y'all claim? See, the problem with their story is it never adds up to the numbers. The numbers is what tell you the truth. The words screws up things. Right?
That's right.
Like, for instance, I'm going to read something right now. And for people who are just now listening, who've never heard this before, and we've read this before, but I want to read this again, because this is from a senator, Benjamin R. Tillman. Right? This is right there on the House floor, they were debating some things, right? And okay. I want you to pay attention to the numbers. This says, and this is from, well, the dates will be read in here. It says, and he, Senator John C. Spooner of Wisconsin, and we had taken their rights away from them. He asked me, what was it right to murder them in order to carry the election? I never saw one murdered. I never saw one shot at an election. Now, when he say murdered them, he's talking about us, our people. Mm-hmm. It was the riots before the election precipitated by their own hot-headedness in attempting to hold the government. So wait a minute. You mean to tell me these people of color is holding the government now? And we're trying to take it from them? Let me keep reading. Mm-hmm. If you're still not convinced, let me just keep reading. It said, that brought on conflicts between the races and caused the shotgun to be used. He just said it's a conflict between the races, right? That is what mm-hmm. I meant by saying we use the shotgun. I want to call the senator's attention to one fact. He said that the Republican Party gave the Negroes the ballot in order to protect themselves against the indignities and wrongs that were attempting to be heaped upon them by the enactment of the black vote. I say it was because the Republicans of that day, led by Dad Stevens, wanted to put white necks under black heels and to get revenge. Basically, he's saying people of color were Republicans back then.
Right.
There is a difference of opinion. You have your opinion about it, and I have mine, and we can never agree. Now, back to the Republicans, there was only one party, and it was Republican, because it was a republic. Right?
Right.
And it says,
right.
I want to ask the senator this proposition in arithmetic. Now he's talking math. In my state, there were 135,000 Negro voters or Negroes of voting age and some 90,000 or 95,000 white voters. Now let's look at these numbers. Right? When did people of color supposed to have gotten their rights to vote? What year was that? Do you know, offhand? I'm about to go.
Is it back in the 60s?
I'm about to look it up now.
Okay.
Get the right to vote. It says 1965, right?
65, okay.
Now, this is in the 1800s. I'm reading something from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did we get the right to vote in 1965? And this here man just said there was 135,000 Negro voters or Negro voters of voting age and some 90,000 or 95,000 white voters. That's what it just said. General mm-hmm. Canby set up a carpetbag government there and turned our state over to this majority. Now, I want to ask you, with a free vote and a fair count, how are you going to beat 135,000 by 95,000? So they knew they couldn't beat us,
right?
In a vote that we did, you know, because we outnumbered them.
That's right.
Now that's another thing. How do we outnumber them? We just come out of slavery supposedly, right?
Right.
How are you going to do it? You had set up an impossible task. You had handcuffed us and thrown away the key, and you propped your carpetbag Negro government with bayonets. So, he just said there was a Negro government and they had bayonets. He basically said we had an army. That's what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whenever it was necessary to sustain the government, you held it up by the army. What? The Negro army. Okay. Mr. President, I have not the facts, the figures here, but I want the country to get the full view of the southern side of this question and the justification for anything we did. We were sorry we had the necessity forced upon us, but we could not help it, and as white men, we are not sorry for it, and we do not propose to apologize for anything we had done in connection with it. We took the government away from them in 1876.
Mm.
Now, we were supposed to get our right to vote in 1965, right?
Right.
So basically what happened was, they took over the government, redid the laws so that we couldn't vote anymore, and they kept us from voting through intimidation, as I'm going to read on. Here we go. We did take mm-hmm. it. If no other senator has come here previous to the this time who would acknowledge it. More is a pity. We have had no fraud in our elections in South Carolina since 1884. There has been no organized Republican Party in the state. So he just admitted that they disrupted the Republican Party, which was us, our people, our ancestors. We did not disenfranchise the Negroes until 1895. Then we had a constitutional convention convened, which took the matter up calmly, deliberately, and avowedly with the purpose of disenfranchising as many of them as we could under the 14th and 15th Amendments. So basically, this man just said, this is Benjamin R. Tillman, nicknamed Pitchfork Ben Tillman, just said, we owned the government at one time. They created a party. And guess what party that they created? The Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the KKK was the one who helped it along.
Mm.
It was the KKK and the Whig Party. They created the Democratic Party. And anybody that didn't vote Democrat, they either killed them, hung them, or intimidated them into not voting. Or voting Democrat. That's how they came into power. Everybody asked, well, how did they get to take over? They did it by the shotgun, as he said.
That's right.
So let me rewind now. Let me go back. So if we had a majority and we had the government, so that throws slavery. That brings up a lot of questions about us ever being enslaved. See what I'm saying? Oh, they said we feed the slaves and Abraham Lincoln, but all of a sudden we got the government right after that or during that time. Doesn't make sense. The numbers just don't add up. The dates don't add up.
That's so
basically,
right.
Basically, somebody else was enslaved, but it wasn't our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
They just That's been telling right. that story like we was enslaved.
That's right.
And we bought it. And the reason why they keep telling us that story because they want us to believe that that's all we were, so we don't claim our rightful land, our rightful
mm-hmm.
property that our ancestors got. And they came in, and they never gave us a name. They took our names and put themselves as the owner of the land and called themselves our names. That's what happened.
That's right.
And I know how I know it happened. Because I've sent this information to very, I know some radio show hosts, some very popular talk shows. I know them. And I sent them all of this information. And guess what I got back from them?
What'd you get?
Crickets. Silence. They never even responded to the information.
Peace to the God.
Yeah.
Peace to the God.
Yo, peace to God.
What's up, God?
Yo.
Yo, that's some heavy building y'all doing on Pitchfork. Yo, I'd like to point out the fact that they said they used the 14th and 15th Amendment to disenfranchise us. That goes back to our seminar that we're going to be having in Tampa, Florida, where we're going to undo what the 14th Amendment did. See, for us, it's point blank saying that we could never be up under the 14th Amendment without being disenfranchised because made
mm-hmm.
us citizens. We're not citizens.
Right.
We created the government. We controlled the government. We were the army. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then these motherfuckers came back and undid everything. And that's what you just pointed out with Pitchfork Bill Tillman's work. And for us to go back to that, we got to come out of the 14th Amendment. This is what our seminar is all about. Getting rid of that.
Right.
You know, now I don't really hear no one else in the community breaking that shit down, Akeem, where the 14th Amendment did us in. You know what I mean?
Right.
No one's breaking down how it was always our government. No one's showing those pictures of the Aboriginal. Y'all can look up right now, copper color people, and see our ancestors in all their glory everywhere. I dropped
mm-hmm.
a book on Abraham Lincoln, where Abraham Lincoln was going over the Dred Scott case, and he said, yeah, even though Dred Scott was mistaken in the dish, in the justice said it correct, but Morse, he said Morse did create the government and did have all the rights of a citizen, even though they are not U.S. citizens. Wrote it in the book.
Right.
Wrote it in the book. Then
right.
he also defended his friend, his childhood friend, and he said in that quote, even though it's against the law to be a Negro, it is not against the law for him to be a Moor and have dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, they constantly,
right.
when you go in the past, they tell you who you were. The problem is all our people want to act as if when we say the word Moor, we're talking about some Arabs that that enslaved some Africans, right? They think we're talking about the Moor Science Temple. No, your skin tone, your race is Moor. Your race is Moor. You know? So,
right.
Oh, man, I'm really enjoying your show tonight, brother.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a short one. Yo, have you read the Moore's Sun-Dried Act of 1790?
I read parts of it yesterday, and I'm glad you had the chance to go in it even more, because I really skimped that bitch yesterday.
Well, I read it, and it further proves why would the South Carolina House of Representatives have to clarify that these Moors were exempt from the laws. Now,
yes.
according to these guys were captured by an African king in a war. They'd be prisoners of war, and they enslaved them. So they had to go back and say, hey, no, you can't enslave them because they live here in South Carolina, and they're exempt from that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, whoa, okay. What do they have to do with that?
Why are they in South Carolina? Mm-hmm.
Right, they're in South Carolina. But how does the African king take them prisoners of war?
Right, right.
So it goes further proves that the real civil war was between our people.
Mm-hmm.
We were the ones fighting, and they came along and just took over the land while we were at our weakest point. We were betrayed.
We were betrayed. We left the government to them. Because we were waning in power from fighting one another.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. This is how they came and got us. Through our own fighting amongst each other. Much like what we do today.
It's exactly what we do today. With the stuff I'm complaining about these people taking my words and writing books. They just so dishonorable and don't know how to treat one another. This is how they stay in power, because we prefer fighting each other than fighting our own enemy. That is crazy.
Right.
That's the craziest shit I ever heard of. Me and you going to fight.
Right.
Me and you going to fight instead of we going against the people who's trying to shut us down. That's what we did, that the ancestors did, and that's what we're doing today, man. It just goes to show jealousy, envy, and hate in family is real.
It is. And that's what caused us to be in this position. But we're going to recover. Because I'm looking at these young folks out there. They're standing up. You know, becoming conscious of what's
going
on. They're not.
That's why we
got to
work on being good avatars for them, good role models and stuff, and really show them the proof. And make them have their own decisions on it, because very important. Very important with that, man. You know, we got to change, man. We got to learn how to treat each other better. Well, I must say here at Hindsight Radio, even the people who did us dirty, yeah, we treated them good. We part ways. We treat everyone good. We didn't lash out in revenge and all that. We treated people good and just been like, yo, we gonna part ways.
Yeah. There's no need for all of that. Those are just distractions. Arguing amongst each other is just one big distraction. And that would just be wasting time.
You people arguing makes y'all all look like fools.
Mm-hmm. You're right. All right, sis, you had anything else you wanted to share with us?
Just wanted to confirm with you. You said I would have to make the correction to my birth certificate in my own country, on my island.
Right, just to confirm what they have on there.
I'm
going to
call it the way they would call it, your own state.
Right.
What'd you say?
Oh,
right, what'd you say?
Jamaica. Yeah,
you
Jamaica.
Have to do it in your own state, Jamaica.
Okay,
right.
So would attending your seminar let me know what the process is as far as the court papers and things like that? I mean, not necessarily for that island, but just...
Yes.
You'll get an overview
Absolutely.
Of what you need to do and what to look for, yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, so one of you guys...
You guys were in a perfect position when y'all came over here. It's just that when y'all did all that naturalization stuff, that's when you put yourself under their jurisdiction.
Yes, you naturalized.
Yes.
Gosh. See, that's how this conversation got started. They don't want you guys come. They want you guys to naturalize because they know that you are, your people are part of the originals from here.
The empire.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Part of the empire. Yeah. See
when we ruled the world, there was no border for you, not for you, because you were part of the empire. So we could go anywhere in the world and we were royalty, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they had to ask us permission to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the Great Wall of China, Y'all was thinking that it was to keep people from going in. That wall was there to keep people from getting out. They were not allowed to travel. None of those Asians was allowed to come outside of Asia. And white people are Asian, whether they like it or not. That's their roots.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, white people are the albinos of Chinese, Japanese, and Indian people.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. See, they hide that shit. They don't want no one to know that shit. Yeah, if you go back to a movie called 3000 BC, they show you that the first white girl popped up out of Asia and went into Egypt.
Okay, 3000 BC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm taking notes here. All right. Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys
Google,
are coming to Michigan when?
You can Google on YouTube. Videos on.
That's the end of the month. 23rd is Michigan?
Yes.
Oh.
August 23rd.
Yeah, Michigan is 23rd.
Okay.
Remind
it down.
That's no. What am I looking? I'm looking at July. It's the 26th.
Okay, on a Saturday.
Yeah. 26th.
All righty, I'm writing it down. And you'll be in Southfield or in Dearborn?
I think, Beth, I don't do the bookings. Somebody, my other half does it for me.
Oh,
got
okay.
All that information.
Well, I just keep listening then whenever you're.
I'm about to ask her. Give me a second. I'm going to find out.
Oh, okay.
Beth, where we staying at in Michigan? Is it Dearborn? Yes, Dearborn.
Dearborn, okay. I'm hoping to see St. Timius Bay there, too. We've been communicating with them because we don't know too many people in our county. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there as well. We missed the Atlanta seminar from, I think it was July or June. Got sick on the way when it was time to leave. So, but you guys weren't teaching this at the time. I think you were teaching how to start your own business, and I was interested in that. But, yeah, but whenever you guys are ready to switch gears, I switch right along with you because it's all important things to learn.
Right.
Especially this important information. So, anyway, Jonah, expand more on the 3000 BC if you get a chance. You said Google something.
Okay. You can Google white people being albinos of Indian people, and you'll see it. You'll see it. They break it down. A white albino Indian is identical to today what you call white people. Identical.
Okay. Mm. Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate the forum
thank
and the
you.
Platform. You too. Thanks.
All right. Yo, that's it for me, bro.
That's it? All right.
Joey. Yeah, I'm gone. All right. Yeah, I told it was going to be a short night. I just went straight to the questions. I got I just got this. I've got to set up this firewall on my network, and I know it's going to take a minute for me to do it. So I want to do it before tonight's over. But anyway, again, we got that seminar coming up on August 12th, what we talked about, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's going to be Jonah Bay, myself, Joey Bounce, L. Bay. It's going to be at 2670 East Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's going to be at the Gallery 1 Doubletree by Hilton. Go to akeemel.com, click events. All right. Peace to God. Have a good night.
Oh, I noticed you didn't give out your number.
Huh? It's on the flyer.
I said that.
But
I put the thing.
I'm about to get a new number anyway.
Yeah, man. People ain't been calling you like crazy with me giving out that number.
Some people have, you know. People don't know when to call you. They call early in the morning, late at
they
night.
Don't.
I know. They
yeah.
don't know how to respect you, your time.
Right.
You know. But hey, calling me with the emergencies. Hey, I got an emergency. I don't know how many people did that this week. Yo, listen. And a lot of times it don't even be an emergency. It just be them afraid.
At all.
Yeah.
At all. And my whole thing is, call me crazy, man. I'm like, yo, you can't just call me, yo. I got a life. Don't just call me. You got to have a consultation set up to call me. And, you know, that's what it's going to be. Because if I got to get on the phone and I have to work with your problem, then therefore I'm going to get paid for it. Don't just call me.
I don't know. All right, man.
That's the shit I complain about, you know? Yo, you called me earlier,
like
man. Don't be just calling me. Don't just call me. What you wanted earlier?
I don't remember now. I called you for a reason. I called. It was something. I don't remember. You got September 9th is official. So Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where we're going to be at, in Charlotte.
I send it to me in the email.
I think that's what I was going to call you about. That's actually what I think I was telling you about because I had got the contract. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Call me. I mean, put it in my email. Thanks.
All right. Peace to God.
Peace to God.